Mahagarunika, the Ava Buddha, he possessed that great compassion. Natra, the leader of the three worlds, Mahagarunika Natra, Hitaya Sava Paninan, for the welfare of all living beings, Purindwa Parami Sabha, he had tried to accomplish for all perfections, Patto Sambodhi Mutaman, because of his accomplishment, he attained the enlightenment to become the Buddhahood. Etena Sicca Vajena, by saying this truth, Sukhite Hontu Savara, may you all be well and happy, may you be free from all of suffering, and may you attain the supreme bliss of the Nirvana.
首先在禅师开始讲座以前呢，他要给大家散播慈心，愿所有到来的出席者和所有的众生，愿你们都感受这份慈心。那么他要以一个法的偈子，他尊者念诵了一个法的偈子给大家作为祝福。这偈子的那意义是如此的：佛陀他怀着无限的大悲心，是 欲界、色界和无色界三界的领袖，那么为了让世间一切的众生得到福利，他长久的修学和圆满所有的波罗蜜，一直到最终他证悟成佛。那通过这个真理的力量，愿你们全都得到安康、快乐、祥和， 远离一切的苦楚，最终呢，彻底的体证到殊胜的涅槃。So
today you come to here and you do the meritorious deeds, offering the alms to the Buddha and Buddha disciple Sangha. Also you take the five precepts and you do the meditations, loving kindness meditations to all living beings. Because of that reasons, I would like to give the Dhamma gift for you, because really lay people and bhikkhu are depend on each other, because you provide the four requisites to the Sangha to practice the Buddha teaching, to learn the Buddha teaching, to realize the Buddha teaching, and to attain the Nibbana. Because of your benefits, we must, as a bhikkhu, share our knowledge, and also we must give the good guidance to live in this life and to get the happiness for the future lives. Because of that reasons, I would like to give the Dhamma gift for you. This Dhamma talk name, the lamp or the light for your life, or the island for the your sansara journey.
今天你们到来这里，累积功德，你们在这里供养食物给佛弟子们。 也到来这里，遵守三皈依五戒，同时呢，也做这个慈心、散播慈心给所有的众生。因此呢，尊者说要给大家一个佛法的礼物给大家。说真实的，在家居士们和比丘们，实在是有着互相依靠和护持 的那个关系，你们来，你们供养资具、必需品给僧团，让僧团成员能够好好的 修学佛陀的教育，能够修行，能够体证涅槃。因此呢，尊者说，我们也作为比丘的，也要给你跟你们分享我们比丘们的这个佛法的智慧知识，来给大家引导如何在这一生以及未来世过着种下快乐的因，及做过快乐的生活。所以因此尊者说，今天要给大家这个佛法之理，这个佛法之理是关于到如何让你在这个苦海的轮转里呢，得到光明和这个安全的岛屿。
That is in the Dhammapada commentary, our Buddha preached the one Dhammapada Dhammakatha in Appamada Vekka, the chapter of healfulness. From this chapter, I would like to recite one of the Dhammapada, that is Uttani Napamadina.Sanyamina Dhammenacha Dipang Kairatha Miravi Yang Ogo Navikirati. What is the meaning of this Dhammapada? Uttanena means through diligent or strived diligently, make effort, or another way, you make variya Uttanena.Appamadina means heedfulness or mindfulness. What should we put mindfulness or heedfulness? We must do the meritorious deeds, and also we must avoid evil actions not to do. If we restrain mindfully not to do evil action,to cultivate wholesome action, that is called the appamadina, heedfulness or mindfulness. Sanyamena means you must control regarding the moral precepts. As a lay people, you must control bodily and verbal actions not to commit evil action.So we must restrain, we must practice five moral precepts. Sanyamena Dhammenacha means you must restrain your six sense faculties, eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body and mind those. By this quality, Uttanena Appamadena Sanyamena Dhammenacha DipangKairatha Miravi. Miravi means wise man. Make. Kairatha means make. Deepa means island or lamp. Deepa Kairatha Miravi. The wise man. Make the island for your life, or make the lamp for your life. By these four qualities. Oh, Deepa Kairatha Miravi. Yang Ogo.Navikirati. If you possess these four qualities, if you can make island or lamps, Ogami, the four flooded, will not Navikirati, will not overwhelm, or will not submerge the island. Because of, if you possess, if you can make this four qualities, if you can make lamp or island,The four flooders were not overwhelmed because of that. So really, if you pass throughout this life, or if you pass throughout the round of the rebirth, if you can possess these four qualifications, these four qualities, you can cross easily and safely, and you can make an island, you can pass...throughout this journey, whatever you face there, the world vicissitudes.
说到在苦海里轮转的这个光明或者是岛屿，尊者说要给大家这个巴利注疏里的一个教导。佛陀在这个法句经这个不放逸品里面呢，有讲到这样的一个句子，尊者念诵的那个句子：乌塔涅那班玛涅那三亚涅那达美那者，迪邦盖拉美达维扬欧果那比吉拉蒂。他意思是说呢，乌塔涅那是精进，要精进，要奋斗。阿巴玛涅呢，是要不放逸，要醒觉，要有正念。所谓的醒觉和要有正念呢，就是说我们要行善，累积功德，我们要回避，避免恶的行为，我们要守护，要约束自己的行为，不要去造恶，要培育善法，恶此恶和培育这个善。善呀涅呢，善呀涅呢，就善呀涅呢，就是善呀涅呢，就是说你要守护你的戒。这个作为居士们呢，特别的是要在这个身口行为上要小心，要遵守不要造恶，主要是特别是守着好好的把这个五戒守好。南美呢，这你要继续守护自己的六根门。这六根门是什么呢？也就是我们的眼、耳、鼻、舌、身、意这六根门。你帮盖拉这梅拉维梅拉维，有一个智者呢，通过这四种素质，其实刚才所讲的精进、不放逸，或者是有正念，还有守护根门和守护这个戒和守护根门，通过这四种素质，智者保护自己，让自己成为光明，或者是像岛屿一样，然后以便呢，所有的这些那个杂染呢，像洪水一般的那些杂染呢，它也不会伤害到我们，它也不会让它伤害到自己，不会让洪水一般的那些烦恼伤害到自己。所以带着这种素质，如果你这一生你会过得好，那么经过苦海的轮转里面，你也会安全。那么如果怀着这种素质呢，你是能够怀着这样的素质，让自己好像一个不受那个洪水淹没的那个岛屿，或者是像那个光明一样，经过了世间生活的起起落落的一些变幻，依然安全，依然安稳。
Really, all of the human beings, if you pass that throughout this life, you will face, you will meet the eight worldly conditions or the eight world vicissitudes. What are these eight worldly conditions? As a Pali word, yaso, ayaso, labo, alabo, ninda, pasana, sukha, dukha. This eight, the four thing is good conditions, the four things is the bad condition. Yaso, ayaso me, the fame, yasa, ayaso me, disrepute. Labo, alabo me, gain and lost. Nindam, pasana me, nindam me, sensual or reproach. Pasana me, praise or good reputations. Sukha, dukkha, happiness or pleasure. Dukkha me, pain or suffering. Really, everybody, even our Buddha also face these eight worldly conditions, the eight what vicissitudes. Because as a human being nature, as a worldly being nature, when they face the good condition, gain or fame or praise or happiness, they forget their life. This is the permanent they think. Because of these things, they proud and they never consider this is the impermanent. And so after that, they don't control themselves and they commit evil actions. Because of that, later on, sometime if they lost these four things of the good condition, then they face lost their property or this reputations or another one, everybody blame or sometime he faced pain and suffering. That time he could not control his mental attitude and he got the depression or sometime he suicide himself or like that way he could not control his condition. Because of that, if we has these four qualifications, uttanena, diligently practice, appamadena, with the mindfulness, sanyamena, you control yourself bodily and verbal action with the precepts, sanyamena, if you control your sixth sense faculty, although you face good condition also, you were not stirred up by this poor good condition. Although if you face bad condition also, you were not suffering. You were not annoyed by this poor bad condition and whatever condition, you will be equanimity and also you can cross this life happily. Because of that, really, I want to suggest to you, you should memorize this four sentence, four, and this Dhammapada, and whenever you face good or bad condition, you recite and you encourage yourself, I think you will be live happily or you can live equanimity. So because of that, no, I want to give that this mavazes to you as a present.
So, 实在的，所有的人们面临这一生的生命历程的时候，总是逃不了八种世间的一些经历或者是现象。一般上人们也称它为八风，这个基本上就是亚索阿亚索拉亚索阿亚索拉波阿拉波梅当巴萨南苏康鲁康。亚索就是指这基本上是好和坏的生命经历，亚索就是亚萨，就是这个名誉，好的名誉。阿亚索，阿亚萨是不好的名誉，被毁谤啊，或者是什么。那么拉布就是德，阿拉布就是色，色去得色。梅当就是你被人家贬低，被贬，被人家讲不好这样。那么巴萨南就是被人家赞叹称赞，然后苏康是快乐，鲁康是苦，所以基本上就是这八风，就都是好和不好的生命历程经历。那么即使是佛陀也逃不了这八种世间的八风，世间的这种好和不好的生命经历。所以呢，我们作为人类的人们呢，都也会面对这些生命的好和不好。但是我们看世间的人一般上都当他们遇到好的时候，遇到名誉的时候，被赞叹的时候，得到的时候，快乐的时候，他们常常就忘了 忘了这实在是无常的，生命是变幻的，这是不安稳的。他们有时会感到骄傲起来，放逸起来，而没有自己的约束自己，因此呢，在幸福中、快乐中、顺境中，他们就造恶了。那么过后呢，因为这个放逸的缘故，后来呢，又来时候到的时候，又会遭受到那个生命中不好的状态，那有时会失去他的财富，当初名誉很好，也会名誉扫地，那么会被人家称赞，也会转过来给人家批判，那么也会体会到痛苦等等。这时呢，当生命经历到不顺的时候、逆境的时候，他们甚至会心失去了心的平静和安详，甚至会自杀，因为他们不能够控制自己去面对生命的暴风。但是呢，如果我们具备这四种素质，具备这四种素质，这个乌塔涅呢、阿巴玛涅呢、三亚涅呢、和南涅呢，就是你能够有精勤，能够有正念不放逸，能够身口守着自己的戒，然后也能够一直守着自己的六根门。那么当你有这样子守有这四种素质的时候呢，那面对生命的顺境，你不会飘不会放逸，不会被飘起来，不会感到太过度的狂喜。那么遇到生命的不顺境的时候呢，逆境的时候，你也不感到沮丧，也不感到苦恼，因为不管生活上遭遇到的起落得失、苦乐等等呢，你都能够以一种舍心、一种平常的心来去面对，那么来度过这生命中的种种的经历。所以因此呢，尊者希望大家能够好好的把这个偈子呢背诵起来。每当你在生命里遇到苦乐顺逆的好不好的那种经验的时候，你要以这个偈子来鼓励自己、启发自己，那么你将能够再次的快乐的起来，再度过难关。所以呢，尊者就以这个偈子作为给大家的佛法的礼物。
Because of, if you can see there the force of the life, and if you want to emancipate from all of the suffering, if you want to attain the nirvana for the supramundane paths also, we must practice these four qualifications only. If we practice these four qualifications, Buddha said,Yang Oga Navikirati. What is the Oga? Means there are four floods. The flood of sensual pleasure, Kamoga, Bhavoga, the flood of existence, Avijoga, the floods of ignorance and Diktoga, the floods of wrong views.So a person who possess these four qualifications, these four floods cannot overwhelm. Because why Buddha make the metaphor or simile the four floods? Because as a water floods nature, whoever cross in the water current, because of the flood is so strong, it can be sink a person under the water and it can be killed. In the same way, a person who attach sensual pleasure a lot or who want to reborn again and again in the samsara journey, the flood of existenceor a person because of wrong view, or a person because of ignorance, or by these four floods, so these four floods sinks the people thinks that human being or thinks that all living beings not to escape from the round of the rebirth, and if it is to attest this thing, they will reach in the full woeful plains. Because of that reason, Buddha gave the simile or as a metaphor, that is the four flooded, Kamoga, Bavoga, Avijoga, Dikthoga, that is the flood of sensual pleasure, the flood of existence, the flood of wrong view, and the flood of ignorance. Therefore, you want to escape from this four flooded also, you must have this four qualifications, Uttanena, Appamadena, Sayamena, Dhammena. If you have this four qualification, this four flooded will not overwhelm, and you can make the island of the Arhanta path and fruition, and you can escape round of the rebirth. Because of that, this Dhammapada, this Dhammagatha is, if you like to apply as a mundane world also, you can use to get the life while you are alive. And also, if you want to escape round of the rebirth for the supramundane path also, you can use this full qualification. Because of that, I would like to encourage to remember to keep in your mind, and as a light, as a lamp, you can use for your life. And so, because of, if you can memorize whenever you face the problem, whenever you face the darkness of your life, so I think you can get the encouragement for your life.
You 只是如果你面对生命的种种的考验和冲击，那种的时候，如果你要克服所有的痛苦，如果你要证得涅槃，得到涅槃的快乐，那你也只是需要培育那四种素质。培育了这四种素质呢，佛陀说就能够摆脱四种瀑流。瀑流就像洪水了，瀑流。那么这个是瀑流，四种瀑流是什么呢？伽摩伽，伽摩呢，这是个欲的瀑流，贪欲、爱欲的瀑流。巴沃伽就是这个存在，存在的瀑流，有时也翻译成有的瀑流。阿维乔伽，阿维乔伽是无明的瀑流。迪托伽，迪托伽是邪见、错见的瀑流。这样就是瀑流，也就是像洪水，欲有无明和这个邪见。那一个人如果有培育这四种素质，那以上刚才所讲的那四种素质，那四种瀑流呢，就再也就无法淹没它。所以佛陀就以这四个来用瀑流来比喻那四种会淹没我们生命的这个不好的现象。那么就像水，当那个水叫洪水瀑流的时候呢，任何人只要掉进那个瀑流里，掉进那个洪水里呢，因为那个洪水那个瀑流是那么的强，它可以把那个人淹没，让他沉在水里，甚至夺去他的命。同样的，如果一个人呢沉溺于这个欲乐的时候，放纵在欲乐里头他会一而再的让他在苦海里呢一而再的投身，一而再的轮转。那么也因为有这个错见、无明、生命的这个轮转等等呢，所以这四种瀑流呢人们就被淹没，众生都无法从苦海的轮转里面呢摆脱出来，无法跳出四恶道。所以佛陀用瀑流来比喻那四种的素质，欲的瀑流、有或者是存在的瀑流、无明的瀑流和错见、邪见的瀑流。所以如果我们要从这四种瀑流里面呢的 得到解脱，能够摆脱这四种瀑流呢？那我们就需要培养那四种素质。乌塔涅呢，勤精进勤奋；阿巴玛涅呢，就是那个不放逸，有正念，有醒觉；三亚涅呢，就是要能够在身口，然后守护自己身口行为；达涅呢，就是这个守护自己的六根门。这样，那么当我们有培育这四种素质的时候，我们就能够让自己成为好像岛屿，不受瀑流的淹没啊，这样子修下去呢，借这四种素质的力量，最终我们能够修行成就，成为阿罗汉，成就阿罗汉的道的智慧和果的智慧。那么这个法句经的这个句子呢，它的内涵也可以用在世俗生活，在世俗生活也会带来一些世间的利益。如果我们要解脱轮回，我们也用它，也用这个法来让我们达到跳出轮回的目的。所以呢，孙子说他鼓励大家都记得这个句子的意思，那么让这个句子的法成为你的生命里的灯的明灯，成为你生命里面的岛屿，是瀑流是无法淹没的那个岛屿。所以当你面对生命的考验、黑暗或者是问题的时候呢，让你记得这个句子，记得这个句子所带来的这个法，让你好好的激发自己，鼓励自己面对生命里面的一切考验。
Last year I went to Indonesia, and that time some businessman asked me, Pandey, last year 2008 and this year 2009, because of the world economic crisis, our business are not so good. What should we do? As a bhikkhu like, how, as a Buddhist monk, how can you suggest to us? Really, I want to tell them, because I disappoint, I became the man, why should I give advice to you? Really, I don't tell that like that to them. So I told them, that is the world nature. You or anybody must face this labor, alabor, gain and loss. Earlier also, you have good business and you become rich. Now also, because of the world economies, so crisis, something you cannot do your business well, that time you must wait the condition and you must consider. So I recite that this verses, and in this crisis condition you should overcome by this quality. That also I told the another story, because Uttanena, we must practice ardently, diligently also. Really, we need the wisdom or knowledge. Without knowledge and without wisdom, if we make attempt also, sometimes it cannot be successful. Because of that, I told the one of the stories from thence. That is the three features from the Ganga. So one day, the fisherman, he caught three fishes and he put these fishes in his boat. In these three fishes, one fish considered, if I can make the attempt or if I can make exertions again and again, surely I will escape from this fisherman. Because of that, this fish, he's jumping again and again. Because of jumping again and again, the fisherman, he was angry and he hit his oar to the fish and he killed and he cooked this fish. Another fish also he considered, if I get the good opportunity, good chance, at that time, if I make my exertions, I will surely escape from this fisherman's hand. Because of that, he waited the chance, he waited the opportunity. At that time, the fisherman walking to and fro on the boats. At that time, suddenly, the fisherman pressed the one side of the boat and the fish turned one side. Because of that, the boat level and water level are very near. At that time, the fish realized, this is my good opportunity. In that moment, if I make the exertions to jump out from the boat, surely I will escape. Because of that, the fish make the exertion and jumped out from the boat. He escaped from the fisherman and he reached under the water in the river. Another fish, he wait and he consider, if I have good luck or if I have good opportunity, if I have the good karma, good luck, I will escape. If I have not good luck because of bad karma, I will not escape. Like that way, he waited his past karma or his luck only. Because of that, he didn't make any exertions, only just quiet and silent in the boat under the water. At the evening, the fisherman thought, oh, this fish sick, maybe when he die, it may be rotten and I cannot eat. Because of that, still fresh, I must kill and I must cook him. Because of that, he hit all and kill again, and he put in the pan and he cook again. Because of that, you see, in these three fish, one, the first fish, although he make the exertions, without which done, he was killed by the fisherman. The last fish also, he expected his luck only. He didn't make any exertion. Because of that also, he was killed by the fisherman. The middle one only, the second one only, he make the exertion with his wisdom. Because of that, he can escape from the fisherman. In the same way, now the world economic crisis condition also, you must see the condition, and so without knowledge, without considering, if you do your business also, you will lose your property. Another one also, if you wait good karma or bad karma and without doing also, you are not lost, but you cannot progress. But some businessmen also, in the world crisis condition, because of they use their mind power or their knowledge, even the world crisis condition also, they can become the rich persons. Because of that, so you should consider the condition, and with the knowledge, with the wisdom, you should make like that way only. As a bhikkhu life, I can suggest to you like that way. I have told them.
去年，尊者过去这个印度尼西亚传法。那时呢，有一些做生意的人到来问尊者，他们说，要你们知道这个去年2008，今年是2009年的时候，这个世间是的这个经济大风暴，来的冲击，全世界的经济大风暴很强，那么很多生意人呢，都面对这个彷徨，不知道要怎么做，不知道该怎么做。那么他们就来问 作为一个佛教徒的一个比丘，请要给予这个指示。作为一个佛教的比丘，请问出家人、出家众会给予居士们的这种问题如何的引导和解答呢？尊者说，他说啊，不能够告诉你怎么样做什么生意啊之类的，但是呢，他可以说的，他给的回答是，这是世间的真相，因为得色实在是世间一种自然的一种现象，是你们都要面对到的。拉布阿拉布得色，那么过去呢，你因为一切因缘都好良好的时候呢，你得到了很多的财富，富裕了，但是呢，现在又面对世间的经济风暴，你也被影响了，不能够好好的做生意了。这时呢，如果你要如何的去面对它呢？你要如何去考量它呢？那关于到这一点呢，尊者说，你应该通过这些法的数字，刚才所讲的那些数字，去面对这些经济风暴。那么尊者就这么样的教导他们，就跟他们讲这个偈子和怎么运用。那么那在这里呢，尊者说他要讲一个故事，他讲到那个乌塔涅呢，就是要精进。那实在是你要懂得适当的精进，我们要精进，我们要奋斗，那我们一定要用智慧。不然呢，如果我们的奋斗没有用智慧的话，我们所做的尝试呢是不会达到成功的。在这里尊者讲一个故事，这是关于到恒河里的三条鱼的故事。有一天就有一个渔夫，他在恒河里呢捕捉到了这个三条鱼，他把这三条鱼放在他的船上。那第一条鱼他就这么想，我要用我的力量去奋斗，去逃走，必然如果我很精进的奋斗的话呢，我一定能够逃离这个渔夫。所以他不断的跳，一跳再跳。当他一直在那边跳动的时候呢，那个渔夫生气了，他就拿起他的桨一敲，就把他这个鱼敲死了，然后把它煮来吃。另一条鱼他就想，如果我得到好的机会的时候呢，那我会奋斗，在机会来临的时候呢，我要奋斗跳出这个渔夫的手掌的掌控。所以他就等待他的机会。就在他等待的时候呢，有一段时间那个渔夫他就在船上呢来回走的时候呢，他一个时刻他突然间就压在一边整个人压在一边，那个船有点倾斜的时候呢，船的一边就靠近那个水位。这时那个鱼这第二条鱼他醒觉到这是他了逃出升天的这个好机会了。这时呢他就一发奋的一跳，那么他就跳出来，因为那个船的那个表面跟水位很靠近，他一跳就跳了出来，就结果呢就逃出这个渔夫的掌控。那么另一条鱼呢，他就想，如果我有好运的话，如果我有好的 karma， 我的业很好的话呢，我一定能够逃离。如果我的业不好，我的运气也不好，那我就无法逃离。所以他就在那边等运气，他也不奋斗。所以到了傍晚来的时候呢，这渔夫就想，哎呀，这个鱼都不会跳，可能是病的，最好呢万一他死了过后呢，甚至还会发臭，倒不如呢趁他还新鲜就把他杀来煮。结果呢就把他杀了，把它放在那个锅上去煮。所以你看这三条鱼的命运，第一条鱼它很精勤的奋斗，但是奋斗没有智慧；最后一条鱼它等待运气的到来，它也不奋斗。第一条鱼没有智慧的奋斗，和最后一条鱼不奋斗的结果，都不能够帮到自己。只有中间那条鱼，它用智慧去奋斗的，他逃离了这个渔夫。 同样的，今天呢，您当你们都面对世间的人都面对这个经济风暴的时候呢，也需要去看清楚这些因缘。如果是没有考量，没有好好的考量，可能会因为做不对而失去你的财富。可是如果你只是在那边等待什么也不做，那可能你没有什么失去，但也不能够有什么前进或者是进步。那有些人呢，有些生意人呢，就在这个经济风暴的时候，甚至能够通过用智慧而发福而富裕起来，都有可能的。在全世界都面对这个萧条的时候，他可以就在那种状态下富裕起来的。所以你应该好好的考量，然后怀着智慧去奋斗去精进。那么尊者说呢，作为一个比丘，他说他告诉他们，我所能够给你的提议和建议呢，就只是如此。
Also Sanyamena and Dhammenacha controlling regarding with the morality and controlling sixth sense faculty also very importantBecause you see, in your country, many congressmen, many political party and many politicians, before they get the positions, they tell many way. They honestly they say. But after the elections, when they get the good position, what did they do? They do the corruption again and again.Because that is because of they could not restrain themselves with the morality, and because of they could not control their sixth sense faculty, therefore later on they lost their positions. Therefore, because of that, so morality is very important. If you don't control morality,You are successful will not be last long because of that. So if you want to cross in this life or if you want to cross round of the rebirth, morality are basic important quality. Because of that, so our Buddha suggests this full qualification, you make the lamps for your life andYou make your islands to cross the round of the rebirth. Therefore, you also try to possess this full qualification, Uttanena, diligence or practice ardently and Appamadena, mindfulness and Sayamena, controlling.Regarding the, with the morality and Sanyamena, controlling sixth sense faculty, and also you should memorize these verses and try to acquire, try to perfect this poor qualification. Surely you will escapeWhatever you are dangerous condition, and also you will attain the supreme bliss of the Nirvana, liberation of all of the sufferings.
除此之外呢，我们也要培养这个三藐耶呢，这个戒行、身口的戒行，还有达美那加这个。守住六根门，这是非常重要的。你们看，就在这个国家，许多的那些政治家，在他们还没有得到他们的政治地位以前呢，他们都是可靠的，说老实的话。但是，一旦竞选得到他们的地位的时候呢，开始就放逸了，开始就有的腐败了。没有好好的约束自己，没有守着自己的戒行，没有守自己的六根门，结果呢，因此呢，犯下了一些错误，让他们呢过后最终有些失去他的地位。 所以呢，这个戒行呢是非常重要的。如果你没有好好的守戒呢，纵然你得到成功，但这个成功不能持久。所以如果你要度过这个苦海的轮转的话，那么这个戒这个戒了是非常重要的这个数值。所以呢，佛陀建议这四种数值让你成为自己的岛屿，或者是成为这个有这个光明，那么度过这个苦海的轮转。所以你应该尝试培养这四种数值，乌达涅呢很精勤勤奋，阿巴玛涅呢就是这个有正念不放逸，善亚梅呢就是守自己的身口戒行，达梅呢就能好好的守住自己的六根门，眼耳鼻舌身意，守护自己的眼耳鼻舌身意。那么你们应当把这个句子背诵起来，尝试去圆满这四种数字，必然的这随着这四种数字的帮助呢，你必然有一天能够从所有的危险和苦痛中解脱出来，提升到涅槃，得到涅槃的快乐，摆脱一切的苦痛。
So I think that is enough for you today, Dhamma present. Now we should do the sharing the merits for you, for theOur departed relatives and for all living beings. Imaya Dhammanu Dhammapatipatiya Bhudram Bhujemi Imaya DhammanuDhammapatipatiya Dhammam Bhujemi Imaya Dhammanu Dhammapatipatiya Sangham Bhujemi Adha Imaya Patipatiya Jati JaraPyadi Maranatma Parit Monchisami Idame Ponyam Aswekyam Wahang Hodu Idame Ponyam Nibbanasa Pachayo Hodu Mama Ponya BhagamSava Satanam Pajima De Sabi Me Samam Punya Bhagam Labantu Saru Saru Saru